I'm here with David Densmeyer on Classical 101, and David and Vadim are teaming up. You know, you guys, when you only have to just say David and Vadim, that means everybody knows what's coming, and it's gonna kick butt, is what it's gonna do.
I never thought about it that way. Yeah, now that you mention it, that the concert gets promoted as David and Vadim means that these two names should be enough to recognize who is referred to, actually. Yeah, I like that.
Well, and each of you has something on here that could be considered a favorite. That Prokofiev second violin concerto is, I've got a recording of him doing the finale. We'll hear some of that in just a little bit. But that's one of the biggies.
Yeah, Prokofiev second, I think, is one of the pieces that Vadim really plays often and that he really kind of like owns. Which is great. I've done the piece a couple of times, but we've never done it together. So that's great for us to do it together. And I think it would be good to do this piece with a chamber orchestra. I always, you know, when you do it with a big orchestra, for some reason, I think, especially in the last movement, it's really difficult to get the crunch. You know, it's a piece that needs to be very precise and very crunchy in a kind of way. You know, the sound impact needs to be right there, and it needs to be. It's slightly rough, maybe even, you know, there needs to be not only energy, but kind of like if you're biting into cornflakes without milk or so, this kind of sound, right? So, and I think that's most probably easier to achieve with a chamber orchestra like ours, who are used to really kind of like play together and kind of like play with this kind of energy. So I'm really looking forward to see how that kind of sounds with Pro Musica, honestly.
Well, and you have gotten sounds out of this orchestra, out of this chamber orchestra, that I've not heard out of any orchestras, really. Was there a particular plan to work in a certain direction to achieve some of these things that maybe couldn't have been done before?
No, I think I'm just very insistive. I don't like it if I don't, you know, I mean, if we're rehearsing, for example, and I have a certain idea how a passage should sound, and I mean that's really your job as a conductor, that you come when you learn the score. So my, you know, I mean, maybe it's interesting for the listeners, kind of like that I go through the process just very quickly of how, you know, a conductor needs to prepare. I will do it quickly so that I'm not boring all the listeners. But I'm so basically at home I have to learn the piece, right? So I read through the score like through a book basically, and I partly memorize it, or I can like find places. And I need to get, the most important thing is I need to get a soundscape, a sound picture in my head, how I think ideally the piece should sound. Of course, we're talking here about an ideal, you know, like this kind of like perfect picture in my head. And then I go in front of the orchestra, and then we start to rehearse and work on the piece together. And throughout the process of working with the musicians, I try to, on one hand, get them as close to the ideal picture that I think how the piece should sound. On the other hand, try to realize what they are offering and be flexible enough to kind of like include that and not just be stubborn and kind of torture them. But I think I'm just sometimes very insistive. So I have this idea, for example, when we talk about very quiet places, many people say to me they kind of never heard the orchestra play as quietly in some places as they play with me. And I think that's just like because even if I have to ask 5 times, even if I have to ask 20 times, it doesn't matter. I'm not somebody who is easily giving in. I don't believe very often into something is not possible, you know. And I think the players have learned not to assume that things are impossible also to achieve, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's impossible if maybe after the 20th repetition I haven't managed to achieve it, and I will try it the next day maybe. But, you know,
we'll do this again tomorrow.
I think, basically. I think that's really, if you really want to create something special, and I'm not saying that I'm always achieving it, and I'm not saying that this method doesn't have flaws as well, you know, it's always a trade-off. Everybody is different way, but I think if you really want to achieve something with an orchestra, you need to have your standards as high as possible. You need to trust them to play very, very good. And then you need to be insistive enough that you demand that and that you say, I really think that's where we should be. And you should demand the same of yourself, you know. Also, as a conductor, you should not be happy with, yeah, I think I conducted well enough, now I'm happy. I'm normally pretty unhappy with my conducting, you know. It doesn't make me a miserable person, I think. But, you know, just there is always something to improve. I think there is always something that could be better.
We're going to hear a little bit of that Prokofiev Second Violin Concerto. Vadim Glutsman is the soloist here.